West Coast 7XS, Mike O'Loughlin with you. Now, Mental Health Week, lots of events on, but the big one, of course, the event in the West Coast Zion Neighbourhood Centre, 6:25. Yeah, look, Thursday, what a morning. Howards Park Zion, the official opening with a piper piping in the dawn. But to tell us more, I've got Rod Lambert on the phone. Rod's the member of the West Coast Suicide Prevention Network, but also the state coordinator of the standby service. Rod, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Rod, tell me, what does it mean being the state coordinator of the standby service?
The standby service is a national program here in Tasmania. It's run by Lifeline, and we support anyone who has been affected in any way by a suicide. So we support individuals, families, groups, schools, a whole range of people. So it's, as I often say, it's a service we hope you never need, but if you do need it, we hope that you know about it.
Yeah, good call. The service we hope you never need. Now, the community breakfast at the Zion Neighbourhood Centre, 7 a.m. Thursday morning, cooked by the Lions Club of Zion. All are welcome. But then 10 a.m. till 2, there's a pit stop right at the Zion Neighbourhood Centre where you can get info and advice, and they say to recharge your mental health batteries. This bloody pandemic, mental health has really taken a hit, hasn't it?
It certainly has. There are some people who've actually found some benefits in it as well, so we shouldn't be too negative. You know, we've reconnected with family and friends in different ways, and maybe some of us have had a little bit more time to do the things that we'd want to do, but generally it's rocked us. It's knocked us off our perch, as it were, and the world that we thought we were living in has changed possibly for quite a long time.
And Rod, what can we look forward to at this event at the community brekkie at the Zion Neighbourhood Centre and also the pit stop? Tell us some of the things we can look forward to for this Mental Health Week.
Yeah, well, it's all around connecting community. The theme for Mental Health Week this year is we all have a role to play. And we understand that the mental health of individuals is affected by the mental well-being, if you like, of the community and how people work together, support each other and value each other. So the beginning of the day, the piping in of the dawn, is to like a symbolic reminder that doesn't matter how bleak life gets, there is light at the not only at the end of the tunnel, but a new day to function well in. Last year we did it on the shortest day of the year in June, but we couldn't do that this year for the West Coast. So now we've decided it's around equinox, but Mental Health Week is a good symbol of saying, look, there is light, there is always hope. So we start with a symbolic reminder of that, then we focus on community by eating together, having breakfast together, thanks to the Lions Club, and then it's about looking at what where we're at. So the pit stop is sort of like a bit of a check-in as to where we're at in terms of our psychological, emotional well-being, and also some ideas of how we can support others with their well-being as well.
And of course, networking with locals, with friends and people you haven't seen for a while is always a good thing, because people have been nervous about with COVID-19. But of course, all of those things will be in place. I know that they do a good job in that regard, and social distancing and sanitizer and blah blah. But the fact is, it's an important day, and it starts with, as you said, the piping in of the dawn. Howards Park in Zion, 6:25, 7 a.m. the community brekkie, 10 a.m. to 2 the pit stop. It's a big one for Mental Health Week, and we all have a role to play. Rod Lambert, gee, it's been good to talk to you, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.